The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Unexpected item in baggage area.
The Shopping Trolley with Simon Tierney.
On The Hard Shoulder.
Yeah, Simon Tierney is with me. His shopping trolley, Julie by his side. Simon, what's that in it? What are those aromas
it's quite strong,
wafting in my direction?
Quite strong smell. So we're doing porridge today. It's New Year, New You.
Oh yeah.
People are digging out the old porridge at the back of the press, hoping that it hasn't expired.
I threw out all our porridge the day to the birds.
Oh.
The freeze, yeah.
They love that.
The dog ate most of it.
Yeah. Did you offer
off the ground?
Did you offer some fresh fruit with it, or just
plain? The birds, I actually had huge respect for them. They threw it back at me and said, "Put milk on it."
Yeah.
None of this water nonsense.
And a fry up.
Yeah. No oat milk. No almond milk. No, I put actual dairy on this, please.
Well, you hit upon an interesting point, Kieran, because I retired from eating porridge about a year ago, and the reason why is because my wife started making it with water, which was awful.
Sorry.
And then she started putting vegan milk substitutes in.
Oh, no.
Such as rice milk, soya milk, oat milk, and these sort of things.
Yes.
Now,
and you're still married. You're just a trooper, you know that.
I thanks so much. But I really think that porridge, it only works with dairy because it makes it creamy and substantial and delicious. I love porridge when it's done properly.
So what porridge have we in front of us?
Okay. We've got Lidl's high protein chocolate porridge. There's a lot of high protein options out there, which I'll explain what that is in a second. That's 75 cent. This is a kind of a bring it to the office and make it on the go type pot.
Like a pot noodle.
Like a pot porridge. Noodle. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 75 cent. Flavin's, the great Irish porridge company, they do their own version of this little pot. This is their strawberry quick oats. That's €1.19.
Smell the strawberry off that.
It's really
not
strong.
Yeah, very strong.
It's really strong smell. I've just, so the listeners understand, I've cooked these porridges in advance. No overnight oats, though. And then at the higher end, we've got Weetabix Ready Breck. Now, I was given this every morning for a long time when I was a kid.
Right? Yeah.
Ready Breck will be well known to everyone. Yeah, that's €3.29, which seems more expensive, but of course that's a big box of porridge, so it's going to last you longer.
What's the difference between it? Are they all the basic same thing?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
There's a big difference here, even in terms of how much porridge is actually in the product. Like the Ready Breck is 98% oats. It's rolled oats, just blended. The Flavin's is 80% oats, and the rest is made up with, sugar, milk powder, strawberry pieces that have been freeze dried. But the Lidl is only 60% oats.
Oh.
So nearly half of that product isn't porridge at all. And that, of course, is down to the addition of the high protein component, which I'll get to, but also the chocolate. This is a chocolate product. I've never seen chocolate mixed into porridge before, but there you go.
So tell me more then about the protein that's added to this. How do they do it?
Or this is really interesting marketing ploy, because there's a whole section of consumers out there, not including me, who are looking for high protein products. These are the sort of lads who come into the office kitchen and make 13 eggs in the microwave. That crowd, shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and 10 chicken fillets.
They're the sort of lads who'll be buying this product because it says high protein on it. And the way they do that is that they remove a certain aspect of the dairy, which is things like the whey, for example, which is full of protein. And they reconstitute that into the product to add a little bit of extra protein. And
little Miss Moffat, wasn't that who had the curds and whey?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this product has 11% milk protein powder added to it. So people like to do that. Of course, it has the chocolate in it as well. That's probably pushing up the sugar content. The Lidl has doubled the amount of sugar of the other two products. And of course, the Flavin's is doing something interesting as well. This isn't just plain old porridge. This is porridge with freeze-dried strawberries in it. What's a freeze-dried strawberry? They freeze the strawberry, then they get a Hoover, they take all the water out of it. Hey presto, that's a freeze-dried strawberry.
Okay.
Delish.
Mm.
So what are you taste testing, Kieran?
I'm taste testing the Lidl product, high protein chocolate porridge.
Chocolatey?
It's chocolatey. Not overly chocolatey. It's not too sweet.
Because it's dark chocolate.
Yeah, it's not too sweet. I would say that. If you're worried about it being kind of sickly sweet, having chocolate for your breakfast, it's not that sweet. It's okay. Bit clumpy, bit wallpaper pasty.
Yeah.
You know?
See, the thing for me is that I wouldn't contemplate eating porridge after sort of 11 a.m. For me, it is a breakfast thing, and I wouldn't touch chocolate before lunch.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people. Now you're moving on to the Flahavans.
It's a bit creamier.
This is
definitely a bit creamier.
Originally a South Tipperary company. This is Irish, the one Irish.
I can taste the
here.
Oats. More in this product than I can the other product.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have to say, I used to get this a lot.
Not bad.
I went through a phase of getting these porridge pots on my way into work because they're quite reasonably priced. And to be fair, Flahavans do a great porridge.
That is a good porridge.
Good one. Yeah. You didn't find it too sweet?
No, I didn't. No.
Okay, yeah.
Quite enjoyed it. Now I'm onto the Ready Break. Now this I haven't had. Since I was in primary school, I'd say I haven't had a spoon of Ready Break.
Now, as you're eating,
my kids don't eat Ready Break. They eat actual porridge if they want porridge.
Yeah. Well, Ready Break is a funny one. Like, you might, when a very young, the look on your face, it's like going back to an Enid Blyton book that you loved and realizing that it's not very good. Not enjoying that. Now, to be fair, I didn't add any sugar or maple syrup or honey or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a bit dry. I mean, you could have used a bit more milk,
yeah,
I felt.
Yeah, could have, yeah.
Did you use what they recommend it?
To be honest, I just lashed it in and judged it myself. I probably should have put a bit more milk. Yeah. And it has been lying around for the last few minutes.
Yeah, so it's dried out. I mean, that's not great. I don't think I'd be a fan anyway. It's a kid's meal, really. So that's why it's milled.
I do try to prepare my dishes very, very fresh for you, Kieran. Very fresh.
No, you do. You usually
and I
make
do
an
usually microwave them just before I come into studio. But that was lying around for a few minutes. And do you think that affected the performance of the dish?
I think so. Yeah. Listen, it's a kid's product. Kids might enjoy it.
Can I just say one thing about Ready Break, right? Because we used this with our kids when they were weaning onto solids, right? And we were buying Ready Break, which is made by Weetabix, by the way. You know, a big breakfast cereal company.
Yeah.
At €3.29 for 450 grams. If you buy a kilo of porridge, own brand, it's around €1 or even less. And we put it in the blender at home and you can make your own Ready Break and save about €3.
Really?
Just mill it yourself.
Just put
That's
it in
what
your own
Ready
blender.
Break is. It's just milled porridge.
Yes. So do you have porridge at home now in the mornings?
We do.
All year round?
No, at the moment we're going through a granola phase.
Okay.
And over Christmas we went through a Coca Pops phase.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Just for the Christmas.
Ah, you got to relax these things.
Yeah, exactly.
Christmas. When you're having porridge, what do you put in it?
Well, like I say, I will only take it now with full fat milk.
Good.
But we went through a phase of putting water in it. It's an absolute disaster. Oh, it's so thin. Yeah. It's dreadful.
But do you add any other accoutrements?
Oh, yeah. I put blueberries into it.
Oh,
lovely.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah. And
antioxidants, as they say. Don't know what they are. Don't know what they
do. No idea, but it sounds great. But the blueberries, they kind of burst with the heat and they bleed into the dish. It's lovely.
Would you put honey in it now?
Put a slap of honey or maybe a few dollops of maple syrup is very nice.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Find maple syrup is a little too sickly or
something. It's kind of caramelly. It's kind of slightly burnt caramel.
Yeah, it's kind of a woody taste after or something. Yeah, I don't know. I prefer
a taste of Canada. Donald Trump will be going for their maple syrup next.
Yeah, invade Canada, seize their maple syrup and put it on
this
your
is
porridge.
All about maple syrup, nothing else.
Anyway, Simon Tierney, thank you very, very much for that. Are Irish products?
Yeah, the Flahavans,
obviously.
The Flahavans is an Irish porridge and the other two aren't.
All right. Simon, thank you very much. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.